The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday. Normally every Monday, our dear friend Garrett Vogel from Z100 joins us. He's off today for President's Day. Maybe you're off too, but the gossip, the celebrity news, it never, ever stops. So we are here with the show. I got to be honest, it's not work. It's really fun. I love popping out of bed like a piece of toast and jumping on this microphone and gossiping, talking with my friends, with you, you naughties, about all the naughty but nice stories of the day. And we have too much to talk about today to take a day off. We can't do that. We'll be a day behind. We've got all this great gossip, so let's jump in. Don't worry, we are going to fill the next 20 minutes with lots of dish and a lot of fun. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Oof, big story at the top of the show. So on Friday, after we had taped our show, on Friday, the story broke that Kelly Rowland walked off the Today Show set because she was very unhappy with her dressing room. So the report was Kelly was going to be on the 8 o'clock hour. She did that. She turned up at the Today Show. I've been on that show hundreds of times at this point over the last decade. I've been on it a lot of times. It's in Studio 1A, the legendary Studio 1A in Rockefeller Center. You've seen everybody outside with their balloons and their cards, and they come out and do summer concerts, and Hoda and Savannah come out and greet the crowd. It's just wonderful. However, Rockefeller Center is a pretty old building, and the dress rooms there are really small. They're fine, but they're small. They're more like a closet. They're not really a dressing room. They're a holding pen. And most celebrities come there in full hair and makeup. Most of them are already dressed. They just need somewhere to sit for 10-15 minutes before their segment goes live. And so really, once again, it's just a holding area. Well, Kelly Rowland, she arrived for her 8 a.m. hit. She rocked up to the dressing room, was perfectly happy with it. She sat down in the dressing room, she went upstairs, she did her interview, and it was great. Went fantastic. She's plugging a new Netflix movie, which I hear is really, really good. Then on the Today Show, they often ask their guests in the early hours of the show, in the 8 o'clock hour, even sometimes maybe the 9 o'clock hour, if they'll stick around and do the 10 o'clock hour. So Kelly finished her segment. She had about an hour to kill. And she said, sure, this is fine. And she was going to go back on in the 10 o'clock hour. Now, this is where it gets a little bit complicated. Sources say that she was filling in for Jenna Bush. Jenna was off the show. So it's Hoda and Jenna. Jenna's not there for the fourth hour. So they're going to give Kelly Rowland the whole hour to co-host. I do this a lot on Good Day New York. When Good Day New York need a co-host for their 9 o'clock hour, I sit there with Rosanna Scotto and we have a blast. It's really, really fun. But it is actually quite a little bit of work because when you go on as a guest, you're only on for 3, 4, maybe 5, 6 minutes at the most. And then you leave. It's really fun being a guest, being a co-host. You have to do a little bit of work. You have to be prepared to talk to other celebrities. You have to know what projects they're promoting. You have to know how to throw to break. There's some technical issues. You have to make sure the show runs on time. You have to do an opening. You have to do a closing. It sounds like it's nothing, but it actually is just a little bit of work. Not too much work. Plus, Hoda's there doing all the heavy lifting. So when you're the co-host, the fill-in co-host, you just sit there, ask a few questions and enjoy and listen. It's quite an easy gig. Well, we are being told by reports that she was not happy with her dressing room, and so she left. She got up and walked out. Well, now, exclusively here on the Naughty But Nice show, I can tell you the real reason she departed. Sources are saying close to Kelly that she felt ambushed by the producers. First of all, she wasn't really aware that she was co-hosting the whole hour. She thought she was just there for 10 minutes. So this was a bit of a surprise to her. Now, I'm not blaming the producers for this. I'm blaming Kelly's PR people. They should have told her. When I was a publicist for J-Lo and Diddy and Jessica Simpson, all those big stars, before every single interview, I would sit with them either in the car or in the dressing room and I'd go over the segment. Now, if they were going to co-host an hour, I certainly would have had a conversation with them the night before and gone over the whole hour. The first guest, the cooking segment, the fashion show, the goodbye. I would have gone over the script. Are you comfortable with this? Are you not comfortable with that? And we would have talked it through. Evidently, that did not happen with Kelly, which is why she was confused. She's like, I'm here for the whole hour. Gets worse. So also too, they open these shows. You've seen it. It's quite standard now on television. They open with host chats where you chat about the news of the day, what you did last night. And so the news of the day was Beyoncé's country album. Ooh. So Kelly's very, very careful, very, very guarded. I would argue this is a good thing about her best friend. She doesn't want to go on TV and just talk about Beyoncé. In fact, she doesn't really want to talk about Beyoncé at all. Beyoncé keeps her life very private. And the reason Kelly's in it is Kelly keeps Beyoncé's life really private. Beyoncé does not like loose lips. And so Kelly sitting there talking about Beyoncé's album, her new country album with Hoda, was just not a good look as far as Kelly was concerned. There were other topics, I'm told, too. I don't have specifically what those topics are, but sources inside the show said there was a few topics that she didn't like. Often, and we do this every day, Naughties, it's the controversial topics that get people talking, but it's also the controversial topics that turn people off. I like a controversial topic. I can jump in. I'm not frightened of it. Miss D's the opposite. When Miss D does the show every Tuesday, she'll be here tomorrow. I'm quite careful of the sort of topics we talk about because she's just not comfortable really having an opinion about something that is very, very controversial. Kelly Rowland's the same. She's not that type of star to want to talk about voting. She doesn't want to talk about the election. We don't do that either on our show. She doesn't want to talk about abortion rights. These are really hot potato issues, aren't they? And so it's just not something she's really comfortable doing. So add that to the fact that she doesn't want to talk about Beyoncé. And what do we have? We have a mess. And that's why I'm told she walked out. Ooh, it's very different, isn't it, from walking out because you didn't like the dressing room? It doesn't make sense. One of the dressing rooms that she was offered, Beyoncé had been in, a president had been in, a first lady had been in, pop stars had been in. So the way it's been positioned at the moment isn't totally fair because it looks as if Kelly couldn't get the dressing room she wanted because of all people, J-Lo was in it. And so she had a huffy, sniffy fit, turned on her heels and walked out. It's not that easy because why was she comfortable with the dressing room at 8 o'clock but not at 10 o'clock? Why did she walk out? Was this really about a dressing room? Was it about something bigger? Her team, now insiders around Kelly, are saying she's just not a diva. Had it been J-Lo that walked out because she didn't like the dressing room, I would have been like, oh, maybe. But Kelly Rowland, We've been covering her for years, decades, and I've never had diva behaviour. I've never had those reporting. Never. We know the stars that are tricky. I love that word. That's a code word in the celebrity world. When someone's tricky, it means they're a monster. So if ever you hear me call somebody tricky on this show, they're a monster. Bethany Frankel, she's tricky. There you go. And so Kelly is not tricky. She's not. Get this. Beyonce's not tricky too. The last time Beyonce was at the Today Show, she rocked up, not a huge entourage, rocked up, went into her little dressing room holding pen, probably looked in the mirror to check her hair and makeup, went on set, did a segment, got in a car and left. And I'm told Kelly's the same. She's cut from the same cloth as Beyonce, isn't she? She grew up with Beyonce in show business. They're not divas. So there's something odd about this story, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Kelly Rowland reveals the real reason that she departed the Today Show. And that, insiders are saying close to Kelly, is she felt ambushed by the producers and she didn't want to talk about Beyonce. It was not about her dressing room. What do you think, Naughties? Are you buying it? Do you believe this? Does this make more sense to you? I know over the weekend everybody was talking about Kelly Rowland. What a diva. How outrageous. Is there more to this story than meets the eye? Are you buying it? Okay, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Okay, moving along, we have a Taylor Swift candid confession about love. Taylor Swift opened up about feeling lonely while she was writing her fabulous Folklore album during the pandemic. It was in the early 2020s, despite, and this is the kicker, despite being in a relationship with Joe Alwyn at the time. So she shared the news during her tour in Australia while performing her Folklore set. Taylor turned to the crowd and said, "I imagined myself as a ghostly Victorian lady, wandering through the woods with a candle and a candlestick holder, instead of being a, quote, lonely millennial woman covered in cat hair, drinking my weight in white wine." Ooh, what do you think? Now, I think we were all very lonely, a little bit lonely, maybe very lonely I was during the pandemic. But what people are taking away from this is that this was a sign her relationship with Joe wasn't that solid. Because can you be lonely with the person you love? I would argue yes, you can be. Bruce fulfills so many of my needs, my emotional needs. I love being with him, Bruce, my husband. He really entertains me. He makes me smile. He makes me laugh. He makes me think. He's smarter than I am. He's a deeper, much deeper thinker than I am. He's much kinder than I am, much more caring. And so I love being with Bruce. In fact, Bruce is my person. There is nobody I would rather be with than Bruce, including Madonna. And you know I love Madonna. I do. I love Madonna. But I would rather have dinner with Bruce. I find him just fascinating. So it's really hard to get lonely around Bruce, but you can be lonely around other people. You really can. In fact, sometimes when I felt the most lonely in my life, surrounded by people. Have you ever been out at an event, at a bar, at a club, and you look around, at an office party, and you look around and there's 20, 30, 40, maybe more people all talking, and you're just sitting there by yourself? That's when I feel the most lonely. I do. I hate when that happens. So I understand Taylor Swift feeling lonely. And I like that she's admitting it too. You think of somebody like Taylor, so rich, so beautiful, so powerful, so talented, as someone who has it all. And we don't. Nobody does. Part of the absolute privilege of working with the J-Lo's of this world was seeing them be real people. It changed my life. Because once I realised that celebrities, really, really powerful people, can be lonely, I realised we all can. And I think Taylor talking about this is going to be really, really helpful. Hats off to you, Taylor Swift. Okay, moving along, Kevin Costner's new love life might already be on the rocks. I love a dramatic tease. So Jewel, he's been dating Jewel. They've been having this great romance. They seem to be getting along really well. But now they've hit a rock, and that rock is that she does not want to move to LA. So Kevin is in LA, and she doesn't want to go there. She lives in the country. She really likes him. She likes visiting him, but she doesn't want to get up and move to LA. Sources say, quote, "He would love for her to move in. That's quick, but he does have a big house. But she doesn't want to do that. Plus, she's got a 12-year-old son, and uprooting her kid just because she's got a new boyfriend doesn't seem like a good idea. So at the moment, Jewel and Kevin Costner, they're still dating, but it's going to be a long-distance relationship. Ooh, do those work? They can work if you want them to work. When I first met Bruce, he lived in New York and I lived in Edinburgh in Scotland. And so, good grief, that was a long-distance relationship. One of the reasons it worked, apart from the fact we love each other, is that we had a plan to see each other every 4 to 6 weeks. Now, luckily, Bruce had a musical that was in Britain, in the West End, in London at the time, so it was easy for Bruce to come over and see the show once a month, and I'd go down to London and meet him, and it was magical. I felt like I was on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, whichever one floats your boat. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. You need a plan, Jewel. You can't just let weeks turn into months, turn into years, because that relationship won't work. But if you've got a plan, and let's be honest, the both of them have a lot of money, he has a lot of money, then you can fly back and forth. Would you move cities for the person you loved? I did. So there's my answer. Let's be honest up front. I live in New York because of Bruce. I didn't come here for any other reason. Now I'm here, I would stay for a lot of other reasons. But when I came here, I knew one person, Bruce. I didn't know the city. I didn't really know much about America. I came because of Bruce. Would you do that? Would you uproot your life and move in with somebody that you just started to date? Ooh. Okay, another romance story. We love love on our show. Kelly Clarkson regrets getting married and is no rush, absolutely no rush, to find love or the altar ever again. So sources say Kelly Clarkson has no plans of ever getting married again. The talk show host, who recently finalised her divorce from Brandon Blackstock after a two-year custody and financial battle, she's made it clear that marriage is not in her future. She's really happy to have her two children, River and Remy, but does not want to walk down the aisle again. Insiders say that she is interested in dating, that's fine, but marriage, no, it's just something she did, didn't work for her. I love that Kelly is admitting her truth. Find out your own truth. There's no right or wrong here. Goodness gracious, years ago, we'd look down our nose, wouldn't we, at people's attitudes or values. Doesn't matter anymore. You do you. What do you think? You know, sometimes too, you can change your mind. In fact, I think that's part of growing up, is being able to change your mind. At the moment, Kelly doesn't want to get married, let's be clear. Not her whole life, because she doesn't know what her whole life is. None of us do. But at the moment, no. And that is perfectly, perfectly fine. I want her to date somebody nice, if she wants to. Otherwise, be by yourself, Kelly. You're so fabulous. Okay, you're fabulous too, Naughties. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. Do you like how I have to do those breaks in the middle of the show? I think I have to do them contractually, but I never put ads there because it just slows us down, doesn't it? I wish we could just keep going for 20 minutes, but I do have to take that little break. But shh, don't tell anybody. I make sure there's no ads there because they're annoying. But at the same time, I've got to tip my hat to the sponsors. Because of our generous sponsors on the Naughty But Nice Show, we can bring this to you every day, 5 days a week, cost-free. Cost-free! When I had my subscription service, people had to pay each day. I think it was like $7.99 a month? Was it $10 a month? I think it might have been $11 a month. It was a subscription fee. This is totally free, Naughties, which is probably why our audience has, it's night and day. The amount of people that listen to the show, it's just overwhelming. Thank you, Naughties. So I love bringing you the show cost-free, but that's why we have to do those annoying little breaks. Okay, but we're back. Let's keep moving forward. It is time for our poll of the day. Last show we talked about Prince Harry broke his silence on GMA. He did a new interview where he said, quote, "I love my family. I believe him." Our question was, but can they trust him? Can they trust Harry? Part of the reason he made them so nervous was he gave interviews, and they do not give interviews. And so when the palace found out they were blindsided by this is an exclusive, we talked about this, they did not know he was doing this interview. He did not give them a heads up. And I would have texted my dad saying, "I just did an interview for GMA. I say really nice things about you. It's fine." But he didn't tell them. So when the news broke in London that Harry was once again sitting down. Remember, the last time he sat down, it was with Oprah. Oof. And that didn't go so great, depending on how you look at it. And so when they found out he was doing another interview on national TV in America, everybody was like, oh, Harry, no. Did he say anything offensive? No, but once again, it's reminded them that Harry doesn't have loose lips. I don't want to say that because he doesn't really gossipy, although he did in the book. It makes him a little bit nervous. And our question is, can they trust him? Let's have a look. 70% said no. And I don't even think you're being negative there. Let's be honest. After you do a tell-all book, we know you. People know me. Don't tell me your secrets, although that actually is not quite true. I can keep more secrets than I reveal. The reason I'm a really good gossip columnist is not because of what I tell, but because of what I don't. And so my lips, even though I pretend to be a gossiping goose, my lips are actually quite tight. I don't reveal absolutely everything. And if you really want me to keep it a secret and you tell me that, to the grave, I'll never tell anybody. I'm not sure we can say the same about Prince Harry. They don't trust him. Oof. That's why this relationship is going to be so hard to mend. It's that book. It's not the Oprah interview. It's not leaving the royal family. It's not all the drama. It's that book. Okay, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gilsip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day. It's Beyonce. So Beyonce is supporting Kelly Rowland during all this drama about the Today Show. So the day before the Today Show, Beyonce turned up at Kelly's new film premiere. She's got a Netflix film out there and said, "That's my best friend. These two are best friends." Will Beyonce be aware of all this drama? Yes, but that will not change her relationship that she's had for decades with her best friends. Be loyal. I've got friendships where I can tell my friends, I think you did the wrong thing, but I can still love you. And so I imagine Beyonce is probably doing the same thing if indeed Kelly did do the wrong thing. If she left because she didn't want to talk about Beyonce, then Beyonce is going to support her even more. Our nicest of the day. And now our naughty's the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. It's Bethany Frankel. So Bethany Frankel is now going after Kelly Rowland, giving her opinion about being a diva and why she shouldn't be doing this. Shut up, Bethany. Sit down. My insiders tell me Kelly Rowland, Beyonce, they don't even know who Bethany is. Desperate. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. One reason so many people are unhappy, not knowing why, is that they have burdened their minds with resentment. Drop the sword. Stop being resentful. Resentfulness of other people, resentfulness of yourself, resentfulness of the past only leads to one thing, unhappiness. When I'm unhappy, I identify the feeling and I try to figure out why. 9 times out of 10, it leads to resentments, jealousy, or envy. Remember that, naughties. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And if you're up early today at 9 o'clock, I'm going to be on Good Day New York with all the celebrity gossip. So tune in if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. You sound marvellous, Pip-Pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.